And while everyone in Cape Breton is focused on the situation with the states, some are also keeping an eye on the situation in Gaza. And that includes Leen Elahi. Throughout the conflict, she has been channeling her frustrations into getting in touch with her roots. She's a student at Cape Breton University and part of the Palestinian diaspora. Her family was displaced to Lebanon and later moved. Over the past few years, she has learned the art of Palestinian tatris, which is an intricate form of embroidery. Last weekend, she led a packed workshop at the Eldwick Arts Center in North Sydney, and we were interested in learning more about the art, so we spoke with Brittany Wenzel.
And so this craft then came with your family? It's been passed down since then?
Yes. There has been a lot of attempts to claim it by the settlers of our land. There have been a lot of problems where the other entities try to even conquer this heritage. So the UNESCO finally came out and added it to the protected projects where no one other than Palestinians and moreover Arabs in Jordan can participate and do this craft. It has been passed on from ages and ages, and it's even evident in the artifacts that are found in Palestine. Like people from hundreds, even thousands of years have been adorning their clothes with stitches, and there are specific motifs for specific places of land. If it's a mountain, if it's a valley, if it's by the sea, there are lots of natural elements like peacocks or birds or types of trees. Yes, it's very interesting. And with the first beginning of the indiscriminate attacks in October 2023 on my people, the Palestinians, I felt like there is an immense need to go back to the roots, to basically try to connect with my people, with my heritage as much as possible. So I'm still learning. I am not a professional in this, although we do have people in the family and friends of family who are absolutely proficient. They can cross-stitch a whole dress of the Palestinian tatris.
And so you started to pick it up a little bit more seriously when the attacks happened. How did it feel doing that craft while this was all going on?
I have to be very honest. Being here on my own and going through all the news and the devastation and trying to connect to my roots has been one of the hardest things I've ever done so far. I had to lean back on my community back home and even some of it here to, you know, for support and for the emotional leaning in.
And you're part of, you know, kind of a diaspora, right? And it must be very, how do you feel, I guess, about carrying this on? You're in, like, you've been to all these different countries. Now you're in Canada. You know, how does it feel to, like, continue that tradition and where do you hope it goes?
It's such a huge weight, to be honest, because every day in the morning when I wake up, I have to remind myself that I am Palestinian and I am in this position and I have to portray a specific role or a specific image of people. I cannot be diluted, you know, or watered down to something else. And it's very easy here with the diversity and the cultural melting pot here in Canada. So I find myself going back again to the community and to reading about my heritage, my land, knowing more about my land, And the practices and how they speak and the differences in dialects, because even in this very small bit of land, there is a huge diversity. And the recent attacks has opened my eyes to so many things, from cooking more authentic Palestinian dishes to doing crafts and even carrying a Palestinian dinner fundraising at the Cafe Marie downtown.
You feel a bit of a responsibility. Can you show me a bit of your work?
Of course. I am actually starting to incorporate the Palestinian tatris to our day-to-day clothing. So this is a scarf that I have done a while ago. And if you can see this star, it's very similar to the star that is used in the Christmas ornaments.
Oh, like a poinsettia.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And because it's coming from the origins of Jesus, Bethlehem, which is in Palestine. So it's very, very, very common and a prominent motif in the Palestinian embroidery. Yeah, so you wear it like this. You know, you can see the back, it's very neat. And it's very clean. There are no threads that are crisscrossing or anything, because this is meant to be worn. It's not meant to be placed on a wall. So this needs a lot of mental calmness, mental peace. You have to not have any distractions or anything, because you have to know how the thread goes, the direction of the thread. It's very interesting.
Now, you mentioned this is a protected craft by UNESCO, but it's okay for people to learn how to do this?
It's okay for people to learn how to do it. It's okay for people to wear it even, or if they want, you know, trade with it. But it's not okay for them to claim it as theirs, especially, you know, entities who are closer to home.
Why did you want to share? Why did you want to share in this type of capacity?
I wouldn't want to say because misery loves company, but I found solace in sharing with community, as finding people who are willing to learn, who are willing to hear, who are willing to connect on humanity basis is very important. Is kind of what kept me afloat.